on AM 930, 100.3 FM, also on the mobile app and at WEOL.com. And it's time to spotlight the Community Foundation of Lorain County. They've got something big brewing here in the month of September. Britt has arrived. Are you ready?
I am officially ready.
We've got with us Brittany Levitt, who is the Marketing and Communication Officer with the Community Foundation. PeopleWhoCare.org is the place to go. And if you go there now, you'll see that they're all ready for their second annual Connect to a Cause. How many organizations are going to benefit from this?
So if you recall, it's like deja vu. I remember talking to you last year around this time. We had 56 organizations, and this year we have 65 that are participating. So we are so excited, and we just had a meeting with our organizations yesterday, and they're all excited. And so September 16th can't get here fast enough.
How did you have a meeting with 65 organizations? That's quite a task, but I guess an organization who reaches out to different places, you're able to do that. And it's a wide variety. I mean, organizations that benefit all sorts of different parts of people's lives.
Yeah, you know, we are the convener of Lorain County. So when we say we're going to have all 65, we have Zoom calls with over 65 people on them. And it's really awesome. And the energy is amazing. And so we are really excited. We have broken up the organizations into four categories. So we have health and human services, youth and education, we have strengthening Lorain County, and we have arts and culture. And so we've divided the organizations in those buckets. And, you know, we've made videos. They are making their own videos and partnering with each other. So even though there is a little sense of, you know, competitiveness about, you know, raising funds, they're working together because we all know that it takes all of us to uplift and help Lorain County. So
right. And it's all different. You mentioned the different parts. You think of sometimes helping people, there's like social agencies and people that have to deal with sort of basic needs of people, you know, food, yeah, shelter, things like that. And then you have other ones that has to do with the arts and culture and things that help, yeah, people kind of enliven that part. How is this going to work next week? What's the process for people?
So, yeah, so on social media, in person, everywhere, people are going to be talking about Connect to a Cause. If you go to our website, peoplewhocare.org, there's going to be a giant button that says donate. Once you hit that button, you're going to go to what we're calling our grants catalog. So we have all 65 organizations listed on our grants catalog, and there is, you know, what they want you to know about their organization is right there. Some of them have links to websites and to videos so that you can learn more, but you can pick as many organizations as you want to donate to. And one awesome thing that we're doing that we did last year, we're streaming Facebook Live all day. And those four buckets, those categories that I told you about, we're going to have 2-hour segments where we're talking to the people who are on the front lines with these organizations. And they're telling us what they're doing, what they've been up to, and how your donations can help impact Lorain County.
Wow. We're talking to Britt Levitt from the Community Foundation of Lorain County. PeopleWhoCare.org is the site to go to take a look at what's going on. It's interesting. Sometimes when you have a community foundation, you have grants and stuff, there's a lot of paperwork that you're reading and you're looking at people's description. You're now talking to the people, the ones who have the passion, the ones who are actually doing the work, and that's kind of what's going to happen next week. You can kind of see the people that the funds are going to, and they can kind of show their passion.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I can remember last year, to be honest, you know, there's so many nonprofits that are doing great work in Lorain County. And sometimes, you know, even I, working at the Community Foundation, I may not know a lot about an organization. So when I'm able to get on these Zoom and Facebook live stream it to the community, I'm learning just like some of the people in the community are learning. So I remember getting choked up a couple of different times hearing some of these touching stories about the work that they're doing. So I can't wait to see what they're going to bring this year. You know, I know the last 18 months has been pretty rough on all of us. And so this day really is the time to highlight something good, look at the positivity that's going on around us right in our community and how we can support them. And, you know, a couple of the organizations, they have different campaigns that they're running. You know, not everyone right now has money to give. And we understand that and we respect that. But you can give as little as $5. So I am forgoing my coffee this week and next week. So I'm a little tired. But, you know, I'm going to donate those funds. And even my kids, they're raising money and they're saving their allowance and they're going to figure out which organization that they want to give to. And it's just, you know, people who care, causes that matter. There is a cause that matters to you. And we know that Lorain County is full of people who care.
So take us through the day next week. It starts at 8 o'clock. It goes till 8 p.m. So you hit the ground running. I know we'll talk with you again, or we'll have Laura on next week as we get ready for the first hour. But how are you going to pace yourself through the day?
You know, we do have some people that are giving us coffee that day, but we have our board members that are participating that are going to be in the office taking phone calls. We have our staff who are going to be there processing payments, collecting checks, collecting cash. If people want to do that, they can drop by our office. You know, we have Cindy, our president and CEO. She's stopping at all the different locations that we're going to and speaking with the community. And so, you know, we're going to sleep really good the day before and we're going to sleep really good the day after. But that 12 hours, we are going to be turned on and tuned in, and we hope you guys can join us.
I see you're going to end part of your day with puppies, or at least something to that effect, right? I think the animal rescue's near later in the day. I know last time they maybe had some animals, but it's always kind of fun to see the different organizations and the people that are really passionate about it. And sometimes that's what you're not sure. Sometimes when you donate, what's that money used for? Who's going to help? And this kind of gives you that face to it.
Yes. And so, yes, we end the evening at 6 p.m. On our patio at the Community Foundation with the animals. And I know we had cats and we had dogs. I don't know what Friendship APL is going to bring, but we're going to enjoy, you know, relaxing with some of our furry friends at our office. But you're right. Sometimes when you give a donation, you do wonder, you know, where those dollars are going. And so this is the opportunity to get these organizations. They're going to tell us. They're going to tell us themselves what these what this money is going to. And you know what's different this year than last year? Last year we did a purely pass-through, and so the organizations got all the funds. This year, all the organizations that are participating have endowment funds held at the Community Foundation, and all of them are going to give some of the proceeds that they raised that day to their endowment fund. So they're raising money that is going to have a lasting impact forever for those organizations. So it really is a powerful day, and if you know, are interested at all, you know, visit peoplewhocare.org. There's tons of information out there. Or give us a call at 440-984-7390. We all love to have conversations about Connect to a Cause, so reach out to us.
Sounds great. Britt, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to talking to folks, you and Laura, next week as we get ready for that big day coming up on the 16th. Appreciate your time.
Always. Today. Thank you so much. Have a great one.
Thanks. Britt Lovett joining us this morning. Brittany Lovett, the Marketing Communication Officer with the Community Foundation of Lorain County. They're celebrating their 40-plus years now of endowments and foundation and fundraising. And again, their Connect to a Cause is next Thursday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.